This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A report out in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences says chemicals used in fracking have been found in drinking water in Pennsylvania. There have been all kinds of suspected and hotly debated claims of such contamination. This is one of the very few, though, that have been put out there on the record. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on the story for us from our sustainability desk. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so what happened here?
Well, what happened is in Bradford County, Pennsylvania, and there's already been a question of natural gas contamination in people's drinking water. The state regulator concluded that natural gas contaminated people's drinking water, and the company settled with families. This is a few years back. And so now we have a question of chemicals in people's drinking water. And the study found that chemical used in drilling and fracking, those are two different stages, turned up in people's aquifer. Now, what's notable, Kai, is this is public data. Very often in these cases, there's a fight, there's a lawsuit, there's a settlement, and the parties agree not to disclose any information, and so all the data goes into a black hole. In this case, we have a published study.
All right, here comes the big question then, Scott. How did the chemicals get into the water?
We're not really sure. The authors say the most likely path is what's called bad well construction. Now, ideally, you drill and you put a pipe down underground, and then you put another pipe on the outside of that, and then you put a third pipe on the outside of that, all for protection, and then you put cement in between all of these pipes. Now, operators say that's actually not that easy to do well in every case. And I spoke to Rob Jackson. He's an environmental scientist at Stanford, and he says very often that's the weak part in this whole oil and gas production process, the well itself.
The integrity of the well near the surface is the key to safeguarding water quality. Problems with poor cementing, cracks or leaks in the casing, or even in this particular case, the lack of cement, can lead or make it more likely that problems happen.
Now, Rob Jackson has been criticized by many in the industry, but he actually says problems like these are few and they're actually fixable with the right standards and perhaps some new rules.
You said industry, Scott. What is industry? Yep. What is oil and gas, big oil and gas saying about this?
Publicly, they're not giving an inch. Very often, industry representatives tried out the word never contaminated drinking water. And here they argue there's no direct proof of how these chemicals traveled from the well or from the surface into the water. And they also say this is a very small quantity of chemicals. Now, all that is true. Now, it's also true the driller settled for a lot of money with people who sued the driller, and it's true that the gas contamination didn't happen until the drilling started, and the only contamination in this case is very close to the well site. So you have these competing views in this broad debate. One side says, can I prove it to me? And the other side says, let's proceed with caution. And that's where we are.
Yeah, just to wrap it up, Scott, we were talking, yesterday, right, about these fracking bans and how states are overruling localities. Does this change that state of play at all?
Well, critics of the process say it could. In their view, this is another piece of data, public data, that will eventually push the industry to change. Now, perhaps cases like these are already changing industry practices. Also, this spring, the EPA here in Washington is supposed to release the final draft of its study on fracking and drinking water. A lot of people have been waiting for this study. And this study is going to incorporate its findings from this county, Bradford County, Pennsylvania.
Scott Tong with the latest on the fracking story. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome, Kai.